You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On Wolves fan rig website, as well as the Locked On Wolves Twitter account, that's at Locked On T-Wolves, and my Twitter account at C Molesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y, to check out prior podcasts. I'm posting current podcasts up there, articles that I've written. I've got a bunch of draft content up there as well. Check all of that out. I know the draft was last Thursday, but you know what? There's still a bunch of draft content out there. We're going to be focusing on that today and tomorrow, really zeroing in on that stuff. So make sure to check all that stuff out and really help you get to know kind of the new guys coming in, get you prepared for summer league stuff, getting you prepared for free agency, all that good stuff. So go check out those sources. Today, like I promised last week, I was going to do some research on these guys, try and be as objective as possible. Obviously, my last episode, I had a certain level of disappointment about the Josh Okogie pick at number 20 for the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is the man we'll be talking about today. Tomorrow we will tackle Keita Bates Diop out of Ohio State. But right now, Josh Okogie, the man out of Georgia Tech, is who we're going to be talking about today. Now, I've read a bunch of stuff. I've gone back and watched some tape. I've looked at stats, all that good stuff. And I'm coming back. I'm a little more optimistic than I was on Friday. Friday was pretty pessimistic, I'm not going to lie to you. And there is a lot to like about Josh. I'm going to stand by that. I think that they really should have drafted Aaron Holiday when they had the chance. I just want that to continually be on record, that I think that you draft the guy, the best talent available, and you worry about maybe the positions that you fill needs with later on. But when you've got a really good prospect like Aaron Holiday and that kind of talent level, you draft him no matter what. And I'm going to stand by that. That said, Josh has done some pretty impressive stuff. There's a lot to like about him. There's some upside stuff. I think he might be able to fix some of the things that the Timberwolves need help with. But now, really, if the biggest problem for the so let's first get into some of the stuff I've learned about Okogie, some of the stuff that he brings to the table. I'm more educated now this time talking about him, and so I've got some stuff to say about him, and then I want to tell you how I think that impacts the Timberwolves, what potential implications that could have for the Timberwolves, all that good stuff. We'll tackle that in a second. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. I don't want to lean too far over my skis. We got to talk about some of the takeaways. I already mentioned on Friday that he was drafted by Tibbs for his defense. Thibodeau, obviously, a defensive guy who's going to like long wing guys and guys who can come out and defend the perimeter, a place that the Timberwolves really didn't defend that well at all last season. He's going to come out. He's going to be able to play on one of the other solid guys on the other team, and he's going to have that confidence to come out and guard him. He's a really great on-ball and off-ball defender. Just got a nice swiveling head on his shoulders. He's going to pay attention and kind of track what's happening. He's going to be able to compensate, help weak side defense, all that good stuff. Solid basketball IQ, and he plays hard. So he's gonna come over and give you help defense. He's going to come over and get off of his man to help defenders, and he's going to know where to go off ball for defensive plays. He's not going to get lost in the defense when he's not playing on the ball. Yeah, like a couple of the guys that we talked about going into the draft, and he's not one of those guys. He's got a nice wingspan. He's got good height, 6'4", 207 pounds. He's got a good build for defending out on the wing, and he can come in and defend in the paint as well. Averaged 4 rebounds per game last season. excuse me, he averaged 6.3 rebounds per game, 4 defensive rebounds per game, and 2.3 offensive rebounds per game last season. So he's clearly, he can get in there. He can get inside the play off the glass. He can grab you some boards. Nice to have a guard who can grab some rebounds for your team. And a team that already, the Timberwolves, did a fairly good job of getting rebounds. He's going to help add to that. Also, like that, you saw his three-point numbers jump from his first season at Georgia Tech to his second season. The 38% three-point shooting really stayed the same, but it was his three-point attempts. He went from two three-point attempts per game to 4.2 in his second season at Georgia Tech. That's good. You want him to take probably more than that. You didn't see a lot of guys willing to take three-point shots in the Timberwolves last season, so you would be fine with him coming in and taking 5 three-pointers a game. And obviously there's a willingness to grow there from him, and there's a willingness to shoot more from that range. And so if he continues there, that would be a solid aspect of the offense that he could bring to the table. And he is a pretty solid scorer as well. Does a good job not only getting the basket, getting to the rim, getting to the rack, but he also does a good job getting to the free throw line. Shot 82% from the charity stripe last season and got to the line 6.8 times per game, or had 6.8 free throw attempts per game, excuse me, last season, and did a great job capitalizing on them. So he's gonna drive to the basket when the opportunity is there. If he gets to the free throw line, he's gonna knock down his free throws. And there's a concerted effort there over a couple seasons to grow as a three-point shooter, to take more attempts from a three-point shooter. I like that he is going to get in the paint on defense. He's going to play all over the place. I just feel like he's one of those guys where the announcer says a lot of times, Okogie is just everywhere. One of those guys where a few times every single game that he plays for at least the first couple of months that he's an NBA player, the commentators are going to make comments like that, because I think that he is going to end up with a defensive rebound or a steal or a nice defensive stop a couple of times when he's out on the floor, every time he's out there, just because he's a good instinctual defender. And you see that with his 1.8 steals per game. He averaged 1 block a game as well last season. Just solid defensive stats. The problem I have with him offensively is over the last year, you saw the Timberwolves run stuff, and that was primarily because of Jimmy Butler, but they ran stuff through shooting guards. And there's a lot of times where in this, the offensive setup and the half-court offense that they have, not only do they expect there to be a lot of instances where individual players can create their own shot, but they also play a lot of pick-and-roll sets where you're trying to get guys, you're designing it to either get free off of Towns pulling guys out of position, or get Towns to grab other players and pull them out of position to play on him. And that was a weakness for Okogie, playing pick and roll. And you also saw him, he didn't have fantastic handles. He didn't have that any fantastic shake and bake moves or moves to create his own shot and open himself up really from the offensive side of things. So that could be a problem. Stuff that he can develop, definitely, but you're going to see that struggle. There's going to be some growing pains initially for him. But that can all be countered with going into college, not a top 150 ESPN prospect. I believe he was the only ACC player to start basketball games in the ACC last season. He was a 3-star, or maybe when he came into basketball, or when he came to Georgia Tech, he was the only 3-star recruit to start games in the ACC, stuff like that, where he really had to work hard to get to where he is, namely a guy who was taken in the first round of the NBA draft. He really had to grind. He's a guy who's going to put in the work in the off season, during the week in practices. He's going to be an ambitious work an ambitious guy as far as working off the court to improve the on-court product. So that's something to really like. I think that he's not going to be a guy who's intimidated by the challenges Jimmy Butler lays out there, by the challenges Tibbs is going to lay out in front of him. But he's gonna want to go and grab those, and he's gonna want to go and chase after those challenges and chase after that the mark that I think that Jimmy Butler is going to put in front of him. And he's going to want to go and get those achievements and get to the next level and take his game to the next level. So I think he's going to put in a lot of off-season work here this summer. I think that you're going to see the difference between summer league and the first month of the season is probably going to be noticeable because of that work he's putting in. And that's a good thing. That's what you want from your first-round pick. I think that I've really come around a little bit. I was very disappointed in the Timberwolves on draft night and the Friday after. But now that I've been able to step back, be a little more objective about it, I'm coming around on this pick. I'm coming around on Josh Okogie. And I'm expecting some things, especially defensively, for him to help the Timberwolves on. We're going to take a quick break for some sponsors, then we're going to get into what this means for the Timberwolves, how him fitting in could potentially change some things on the roster that they have now, all that good stuff. But first, a break for some sponsors. All right, sharing a little more in-depth takeaway on Josh Okogie today. The 20th pick in the NBA draft on Thursday went to the Timberwolves, obviously, which is why we're talking about him. Talked about some of the stuff that I've come away with now that I've done some research, had some more in-depth looks at his film, read some things on him. Gotta say, I like a lot of the stuff that I was reading about him. Some offensive stuff needs to grow, but on defense, sounds like he could come in and be an immediate contributor. The thing that this could impact most of all is, I think this really pushed pressure on Wiggins. Now you've got a girth of shooting guards who are going to demand more minutes. I think if Jamal Crawford had stayed around, maybe they don't pick this guy. But they also, you can get away with having Jamal Crawford play 12 to 18 minutes a game, especially because of the defense. There were plenty of games where he played 10 minutes, and that was okay because if he wasn't shooting really well, the defense he had on the perimeter was pretty atrocious. But now that you have a defensive player like Josh, if he comes in and he plays really well and he's showing improvements consistently throughout the first couple weeks that he's playing and he's kind of demanding more playing time, that's going to be interesting because either two things are going to happen, and you either have to change up your system, you have to run a little more small ball than we saw the Timberwolves run last year, you have to run a few more shooting guards out there because you're going to want to play, if he really does play well on defense, you're going to want to play Okogie and Butler out there together, and hopefully Wiggins has improved on defense, you're going to want to play him out there as well. Throw a really solid defensive front out there against a lot of teams because plenty of teams are going to play small ball. And so to counter that, they could play small ball with these guys. You're going to have to really change up your lineup if you're Tibbs. And so we're going to see, that's the first thing, is we see a growth from Tibbs. We see a growth from this team, and we see some diversity in this team and how they run their system and what kind of system they have and in how they attack individual teams and the lineups that they throw on the floor and how the Timberwolves counter that. Last year, it really was just the Timberwolves saying, this is our starting five. More or less, this is who we roll with no matter what, and this is what we got. So you're either going to beat our starting five or you're not, but that's basically what you have to deal with. Now, if you have these young guys who are really going to come in and start contributing right away and demanding more minutes, and you've already got guys like Tyus Jones, Justin Patton, if you don't trade them this summer, they're going to need minutes too. And you guys see what you... Justin Patton is a 17th pick. He was the 17th pick last year. You got to see what you have in him. You can't just have him on the bench not contributing at all. You want to see what you have in him as well. So you're going to have to see a lot of stuff from them. You're going to have to see them go small ball, I think, a lot more, just to fit in all these guys, really see what you have in these guys, and to get guys minutes to give this team different looks. Now, the other thing that could happen, the other avenue the Timberwolves could take this is either they just really double down on the youth, and they say, you know what, we've got Tyus Jones, we really think Josh Okogie is going to need 18 to 20 minutes this year, really coming off the bench and right out the gate, he's going to need a lot of time. We think Justin Patton is going to turn out really well. He's going to need a lot of minutes. We're going to try and move Andrew Wiggins this summer, and we're going to try and move around some of these pieces. Or we're going to try and move Tyus Jones right away and get rid of the Gorgie contract. And we see them make a big trade to free up not only cap space, but also to free up minutes, because, again, there's only so much time in a basketball game, and it seems like for guys off the bench in a tip system, there's even less time. So something has to move around. Something has to give is basically what it comes down to. Something has to give, and it either has to be the system or it has to be a roster change. And I think the next couple of weeks, really pay attention to the Timberwolves. I'll be talking about it the rest of the week. I'll be bringing it up a lot here, but you really got to pay attention to the Timberwolves and the prospects they have as far as trade suitors, and the guys that are available to them if they are able to free up cap space. Who are they looking for as far as role players? Who fits in the system as far as role players? All that stuff you got to pay attention to, and that stuff is going to be really impacted by the draft picks that they brought in, because it really feels like both these guys, Okogie and Bates Diop, can come in and can steal a lot of time, because I think they're going to be able to contribute something right away. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Timberwolves counter that and how they change because of that. And so that's what I have on Josh Okogie, the 20th pick in the 2018 draft, going to the Timberwolves out of Georgia Tech. I think I ended up coming around to this pick, and like I said, I predicted that I'd be able to talk myself into this pick after really looking at it, and I did. I think that he could be really solid. I think that if he grows offensively, he's going to be a really, really great player, and if he doesn't, he's still going to be a really great defensive player, and that he's going to help the Timberwolves defense a lot. And I think that he's going to play really well with Jimmy Butler. Not only is he just going to come in and contribute, but I think that he fits well with what the Timberwolves are doing. That's an important piece, too, is that these guys have to fit into the system, have to fit into what the Timberwolves want to do. And I think that he does. And I think that it's going to be a good get in the end for the Timberwolves. So thank you very much. We're going to talk about Keita Bates Diop tomorrow. And we're going to have a deep dive into the second pick for the Timberwolves that came in the second round. That'll be coming tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.